untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
So it's just gone a few minutes past nine right here on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. My name is Sia Sangweni-Finn and this is Untapped Talent. So listen, I absolutely love being able to talk to people and bring them on and things that really intrigue me and whatnot. So it's always like my special little favorite things and I bring the guests on for great conversation. So my latest obsession right now, well, unashamedly pointed out, is Top Actor South Africa. Like, it's one of those shows. I've never really been like a hectic reality competition person. Give me Keeping Up with the Kardashians and I'm yours all day, but like, competitions are just slightly intense sometimes. But when I heard about this, I was like, sign me up, let me just like watch this all day all the time. And if you aren't on my bandwagon, even the promo is intense. This is it.
Acting is not pretending. Acting takes dedication and focus. We've searched the country for South Africa's next big thing.
I only lived for this.
12 of the best, all looking for their lucky break as they compete for the title of Top Actor South Africa.
I mean, even the dramatic music in the promo is enough. So if you haven't heard of it, BET Africa, or BET2, has just been releasing this reality show. It's like the biggest sensation right now. It's the country's newest reality show, Top Actor South Africa. So it's all about springboarding up-and-coming actors. But, you know, also there's an international production that's facilitating the skills transfer to others in the industry, which I absolutely love. So this is exactly ties in with what Untamed Talent is all about, shining a spotlight on young up-and-comers and most importantly giving them a platform as well. So in keeping with the spirit of all of that and you know, being inspirationally and we're nice people like that, I have awesome contestants who are joining me this morning and we'll be in the conversation with them over this little hour and a bit. So if you do want to join in on the conversation as well, you know what to do. Just tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at sia_sa. Also, you can hashtag topactorsa, and then you can also message us on WeChat. Our official account is cliffcentral.tap. Connect and then message to show. So let's get it started. Joining me right now is Mr. O'Ross.
What's up, Sia?
I'm going to respect your AKAs, hey? So it's O'Ross.
No, it's not an AKA. It's actually my ID.
It's like Home Affairs.
Home Affairs and
South African resident number.
Passport.
Something O'Ross.
Yes.
Okay, let's go O'Ross. Mampuf.
Mampuf, yes.
That's the one. You see, rather you than me. And then Alto Vice as well. How are you doing?
Alto Vice. There we go.
You guys, I think they purely just picked all of you because you had cool names. Like, Sia doesn't cut it anymore. Thank you guys so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So where do we go about, first of all, to explain people what Top Actor SA is all about? How would you explain it in your own words, given that you've gone through the process actually?
I know Top Actor is a platform for unseen talent, for the faces that haven't really been given a chance, if I may say so.
Yeah.
I will call Top Actor SA an equal playing ground. It took everyone. It took black, white, colored. It put us all together and the common denominator was talent. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't say that you had the upper hand because of A, B, C, D, because what we were purely being tested on was our talent.
Yeah.
So Top Actor SA was a reality show that gave us acting challenges for people who call themselves actors,
yeah,
and made it an equal playing field. And yeah, that was it.
O'Ross, what is the process to actually get onto the show?
Well, firstly, you auditioned by video.
Uh-huh. So did you have to do like a monologue?
Yes, you had to do, actually it was like,
see, look,
yeah,
that's the only drama term I know. Monologue. Monologue and thespian. Then
thanks.
I sound like I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you sent in your video, and then if they liked it, you're shortlisted for a second audition.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I think, the intense process, and that's where the challenge began.
Yeah.
After that process, they shortlisted you further, and then they put us in a room of 12. Wait, it was...
No, it was more than 12.
Like
20.
20 people.
Wow.
20 of the top people to see how we interact and how our characters coincide with each other to actually come out with the necessary participants for the show.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's go through that intense process you were talking about. What did you actually have to do? So you're now being shortlisted from the video auditions and you're all in a room together. What did you actually have to get into?
Nothing. It was all of us in a room, like 20 of us, before they chose the 12.
Yeah.
And it's just, hey, who are you? What do you do? Ha, ha, ha. And then they were watching
but
us,
the trick,
obviously.
Yeah, the trick was that it was all on camera. So I think it was, it boiled down to a process of seeing how we respond and act within the camera and amongst the camera.
Because, and with people, essentially.
Yeah. What is it about acting that specially resonates with the two of you?
Well, for me, it's exploring the human condition. I believe we're human more than anything and before anything else. And as an actor, what you actually have to connect with is being yourself, mm-hmm. with connecting with your surroundings, understanding your surroundings to a degree where you can adopt an effective personality, you know, and find a new kind of character within yourself that is inspired by your surroundings.
Because I was watching, by the way, you know, it originally, there we go, aired on BET.
Yeah.
And so we've now having the rerun of the first season on BET2.
Yes.
Thursdays at 20:40. And so I was watching last night and... half 8:20 to 9.
Yeah.
I'm being very particular by 2040.
There you
thank
go.
You.
Yeah.
And I was very taken aback with the elimination process. And I actually thought, no disrespect to any other art form, but acting is a very personal thing. Because
extremely.
As much as you can be a musician or songwriter, you can write and... you move it away. You pass it on to someone else and they can master the song or they can tweak lyrics. Acting is from you with your body. It is your performance. So when the judges were critiquing, I was like, damn, I would have been in tears. I would have had a meltdown. Mm. How's that personal connection to acting for you guys personally?
Well, for me, just going back to what you were saying, actually, you know, about the fact that, you know, judging, acting, it's really a tricky situation because in essence, there is no such thing as a great performance. There's only a believable performance, you know, because in essence, it's about being yourself. You can play a person on the street or you can play a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
Those people playing their characters truly, you can't compare which one did it better because it was a street person and it was a rich man. So I understand where you're coming from with that level, but... there's also that understanding of the fact that we were in a competition and every skill and every art form has a craft to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what was the beauty of the show. The fact that we were able to swift off all the unnecessary stuff to kind of find the gold at the end of the, you know, at the end of
but
the rainbow.
I also think that like for me, I personally have gotten to a stage where I can't even take rejection personally anymore. It's too much. In the beginning when I just started out, I'm like, why didn't I get this job?
Yeah.
And then you see who does get the job and then you're depressed all over again and then you boycott that show or you that's how I took that no and when I saw that's how
no,
I took it.
Yeah.
Because I need to understand why not me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I audition, I give my best performance. If I'm impressed with my performance, you as a director, if you want me, fantastic. If you don't, when's my next audition? What is my next audition? You need to get to a stage where you can't even take rejection personally anymore. You didn't get it? Okay, next. You need to prepare for the next character.
Because in essence, it's never really about you. I think it's about meeting the expectations of the brief.
I don't even think so. Sometimes you exceed it.
You know what
I mean? I look at some people, because I look at some things and I'm like, they are fantastic actors, they are fantastic talents that are not on TV, that are not being seen, because the same face that's on SABC 1 is on SABC 2 and 3 and E and Mnet and do you know what I mean? So I'm saying it gets to that where it's very frustrating, because the people who can, and actually I feel like some directors, you come in and you blow them away and they're like, she's too good. Or he's
too good. You're too good.
I think like that because I'm like, you can't keep getting no, or you can't keep being told you're great, great, but why aren't you booking?
Okay, so I was going to just talk about, you know, the show and your great careers, but I feel like we're onto something deep. So I'm going to ask the deep questions here. Is talent then enough, only talent enough to deem you successful? Why do you say no?
No, I feel like talent is not enough. Okay, but I'm answering for LTVs. Yeah, I'm answering for LTVs.
No,
I think the experience, and I can't even say I've been in this industry for 10 years. No.
Yeah.
I'm a graduate, an arts graduate, and you think, yes, I studied acting, I can get a job now.
Yeah.
No, not going to happen. The more you go to auditions, And the more you sit through processes and the more things you see, and this is personal experiences, yeah. you get that talent is not enough because we want face. If you can't bring people in, you might not necessarily be chosen. And I understand, and I'm comfortable with it now because it's the industry. It's a business.
Yeah.
But the business, do you value business? Is it money over talent? Is it? That's things that I'm starting to grapple
for,
with.
For it's actually weird that you asked that question because currently I'm reading a book called Beyond Talent by John C. Maxwell. And it speaks about traits beyond talent because talent can only take you so far.
Yeah.
Talent only... shows the star within you amongst the people around you.
Yeah.
But it's the perseverance. It is the character. It is the persistence. It is it's the initiative within you that actually draws people further. Because it's when you keep coming and when you keep fighting that the numbers game actually begins to grow.
Yeah.
And I mean, we live in a world of probability.
Yeah.
The more likely you're out there, the more likely you compete, the more likely you push yourself towards your desires.
Yeah.
Is when the likelihood of you actually receiving what you want, you will actually receive.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this quote that says luck is preparation meeting
the moment of opportunity.
Yeah. You know, so the question is, when your moment comes, how ready will you be?
But then, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Ooh, I just love today's show because I'm sitting back and they are preaching.
No,
yes.
I hear you, but then you said the more you put yourself out there. So the person, I'm not going to say that can't act, but not that can't act, guys. Help me.
That here. Is not believable.
That's less believable than you. So the person that's less believable than you is out there. You also out there. But because that less believable person was out there 10 times and you 9, and the less believable person gets chosen, and you watch that person, you studied this. Besides studying it, how you value this and how they value it are two completely different things.
True.
They just want to be out there. But you want to perform. So when you see the out there, I just want to be out there. I just want this and that. Will you not be upset or angered by it?
Yeah, but it boils back to the question that Sia posed earlier. Is talent enough? And it's when you actually desire it enough that you will transcend the talent that you have and persevere to receive what you want. You get what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
At the end of the day, it's the desire that deserves success. It's not the talent.
So essentially,
because in essence, we're all equal. Just because you were born with and you weren't tall enough doesn't mean that you can't fight every day to meet what you want that the person that's tall is meant to get.
I get you. So essentially, what you're saying is, so if talent, so the most dangerous force out there is a talented person that works hard.
Yes.
The most dangerous force out there is a talented person
that works hard. But I think what I'm asking myself is, you are talented, you work hard, and your break only comes in 10 years' time. But the person who's just out there, now, that's one thing that I get angry with.
Yeah, you do what it takes. No. You do what it takes. This is a very rough world.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between personalities and then there's artists.
But that is why then I pose the question, how do you not take this personally? When there's all this conflicting things of, I know I'm worth it, I know I'm talented, the industry just doesn't recognize it, how do you not go crazy?
You do go crazy, you just don't go crazy in front of people. I go crazy with my parents.
Wow.
That's where I cry and I scream and I... But nobody needs to know that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Now everybody knows.
But then, hold up. Then what sort of process do you undergo to get into a character? Because you have all of this going on in your head and in your soul and you feel it and you're really passionate about the craft. Then you now have to be passionate as a cashier. You have to be passionate as a drug dealer. How do you make sure that you really do the role justice?
What I do, I break it down. She screams. Why does she scream? What is it about her that makes her scream? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you even get on set where you question where it says cry. And then I ask, but is it necessary to cry because it doesn't feel natural to cry? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need.
Oh, yes. That just brings back to last night's show. I was watching the poor girl was delivering a monologue and she just happened to sway. They're like, why are you swaying? I was like, well, what if she swings like, she feels like swaying?
You know, that's what I'm like, you need to, sometimes as artists, we make particular choices that, you know, this feels right with the character.
Yeah.
But it's, for me, it's breaking it all down. And what does this cashier do? Is this cashier a girl that tried to get into med school that couldn't, and now she's a cashier? Or is she just passionate about pick and pay, and that's why she wants to be a cashier? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There needs to be a backstory so that people can see beyond the person that's actually sitting and pretending to be a cashier.
Whew. I don't even know what else to say. Listen, I am so glad you guys are here. I can definitely see the passion through everything, and I definitely want to keep the conversation going on. Just speaking in terms of your careers now, what did you have to say are the highlights and the lowlights, and where would you individually like to see yourselves headed? Let's start with you, Ross.
Lowlights.
Lowlights. Dim lights.
No, and it's funny, yeah. Actually, I've had quite a few lowlights. It's a very, actually a person. I realize when I'm answering that, oh, this is personal.
You haven't thought about it yet.
No, this is personal.
You can't take it personally.
Really,
because people would see you on SABC1, you know, Skim-Sam, they'd say, this is a great role. It's a national broadcaster. Say what you will, but it's a large audience.
Mm.
Now, you'd think you're pretty chuffed.
Yeah, I'm very proud actually of the position that I'm in. I'm very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful. Because a lot is happening, you know, and I think 2015 for me personally has been the year of gratitude. It has been the year of opening the corral of where I'm actually desiring to be.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm a national, actually I'm an international figure.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is something that hasn't happened physically,
yeah,
but it is truly in the process of actually happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are happening that I'm pushing at this moment to make sure that I achieve my goals. Currently, like you said, I'm on Skim-Sam.
Yeah.
Just last week, I got a big contract.
Well, I'm
with
another little tech on that.
With
like,
another production.
Yes, sir.
But this one's really going to take Africa by storm.
Oh, wow.
It's still under the wraps. I'm actually having a meeting with the producers this afternoon about it. So things are really going to take the next level. And then I'm also doing Running with Oros. It's my way of giving back and tapping into my true passion, which is changing and affecting lives. Yes.
So you've already answered. We're going to see Oros like world domination.
And world peace.
Like,
he's perfect.
In the next 5 years, yeah, Africa is going to feel me in a big way.
That's it.
Altavis, what about you?
What was the question again?
Highlights or lowlights, and where you'd like to see yourself headed?
Lowlights.
Lowlights.
This word.
My goodness.
Do we call it lowlights?
Okay, let's call them bumps in the way that we've learned from.
I feel like we're just sugarcoating. But let's call it low lights. Low lights for me, my personally.
Yeah.
Personally, I have not booked. I can say like a steady job. Like if I booked Skim-Sam, like he's on Skim-Sam. He's not just, oh, did you see that boy in Skim-Sam? Like,
yes.
I haven't booked a job like in over 3 years, I think. So, but I can't call it a low light. It's not a low light anymore, because once you understand the business of the industry, you can't take it personal anymore. So I'll call it a low light if you want to say that. And just struggling to fit in, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it even. I went to an audition and it was that I'm not colored enough. And then I did another audition and they said, oh, you're not Pan-African enough. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So
where do I go?
Can I have money for plastic surgery? I don't know what to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think just the whole identity thing, but it's not a low light anymore because you understand the business of the industry. And where I see myself, it's I've looked past South Africa now. Not that I've like know South Africa doesn't matter, not looked past South Africa, but I've started dreaming outside the borders. And right now I'm doing everything to tap into the international market. I've already, it's strange how I know the type of dress I want to wear at the first Oscar premiere.
Oh, wow.
I know the type of speech I'm going to say if I had to get a Grammy. I know what who my partner would be if I had to go to the Emmy Awards.
See, Sangweni Finn, but moving on. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go. But I mean, like, I've dreamt that far already.
Yeah.
I've seen it that far already. So in 5 years' time, I will not be where I am right now. And it'll be a matter of she's talented and not because she looks like ABCD. And hopefully I'll get to a stage where I can open, I don't want to call it production, let me say a production company where someone from Wits can say, yo, I studied this, can you give me a chance? And I can say yes, because you're capable. And just essentially giving talent a platform. And also we're doing a lot of things in Reiche Park, where I'm from.
Yeah.
With like a group of girlfriends of mine who's doing Miss Earth and, you know, just very involved in the community. So essentially giving back to those that don't have and actually telling the brown boys and the brown girls that you actually can. You actually can if you want to. So yeah, international, community based, giving back, and what Aura said, just giving those who are in the same position as me. There's no reason why other people should struggle because I did. So people who were in my position being given an equal and fair opportunity.
Listen, Altavis, Oros, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by. And this message on WeChat totally epitomizes this conversation we've been having. Wise, wise words from some very passionate people who are destined for success.
Yes!
So, what else do you want? No. It's the absolute truth.
We want
it's
Oscars.
Oscars,
we'll
Emmys,
get them with Oros.
Alice, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We have our guest, and she has commanded and demanded. This is Untapped Talent right here on
ShiftCentral.com.
We are continuing the conversation. You do not have to go anyway. Wait now. Well, there we go.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
Hi, Dave from A1 Builders in Pretoria.
Yeah.
It's Dan. I found your number on the internet and I need you to build me a room, the purpose of which I cannot disclose.
What?
Fine. It's a sunroom. Can you start immediately?
It's 4 a.m.
I'm sure it's 4 a.m. somewhere, Dave, but here in SA, it's 10.
You mean USA?
There's more than one Pretoria out there. For the quickest and most efficient way to find what you're looking for, start your search with yellowpages.co.za or download the app. Yellow Pages. For local, reliable results.
This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. I love this. I love when people are excited and they are passionate because there are hugs and there are kisses and there's excitement going around. Hello, people.
Hello.
That you see. Now, if you did not know what is going on in the studio, the excitement of just the hello epitomizes everything. We're now joined by Zikhona Sodlaka.
Sodlaka.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is where you can say anything, right? Cliff Central is the one with no boundaries. Okay. So I can curse at you. Okay, did you just wow?
It was a slip of the tongue. It was in the morning, and I love you so much.
I know,
because you kissed me as well when you came in, so that kind of made my morning.
Okay,
how are you doing?
I'm perfect.
Yes, you are. I love that answer.
I'm all right. Thank
yes.
You.
So you are. Let me not even get into your CV because then we'll be here all morning as an accomplished actress, but most importantly, with this production that we're all chatting about, the host of Top Actor South Africa. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You have a new addicted fan, as I was saying earlier on. Like I was now like planting.
Is that why
couch.
You were stuttering when someone walked in? Because
I don't know what to say. We also have Paris contestant on the show. Good morning, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mrs.
Very
C, how
cool,
doing?
Calm, collective, and suave and debonair.
Ah,
you see, I'm just here. I'm just here for compliments.
What good selection of words! Yeah.
And also another contestant on the show, Miss Lesejo. How are you?
Yes, I'm so well. How
you
are
have
doing?
This radiant smile that has put me in a good mood as well.
Oh, thanks.
Aren't I just
try.
A nice person?
You're
today.
Lovely. You're amazing.
Mr. Connor, let's start off with you. How would you actually describe the process that these actors, the contestants, have undergone in the production?
I think the contestants of the first season were thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
In two different ways, because the show itself was beginning, so we were finding our feet as well, and we were finding our rhythm. But one thing we knew for sure was that the contestants, without fail, are going to get to work with the best.
Yeah.
Irregardless of the fact that it's season one, irregardless of the fact that I mean, we wanted to sharpen a lot of other things that we had introduced to them, but they dove straight. They were swimming with the sharks.
Yeah.
And which is a great, I always think when you're put in a situation where you have to work with what is supposedly the best,
yeah,
you have no choice but it's either you swim or you drown.
Oh, yeah.
And people were swimming.
But listen, I have to, let's just talk about the show itself as well within, yes, the South African industry. I always hate to use terms like the South African industry or South African audience because I believe our talent is worldwide and can stand on any stage.
Absolutely.
But the fact that we had an international producer,
yes,
working on this, so not even what you see on your screens, but for the crew who are working, mm, on this, who learn these things, I mean, what sort of incredible opportunity is that?
It's crazy. You find the contestants, wow. We'd have moments where the contestants were backstage. Because, see, the beautiful thing about the show is that it offered me an opportunity to sit back and watch something that seldom happens.
Yeah.
Because when you're working in the field that we work in, you are the one that's working. You're in front of the screen.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, you know, some of them have like accents here. There was a lot of American accents going around.
You know what I mean?
And the crew was Australian. So when you speak to her, you have no choices. And actually, we adopt a lot,
yeah,
where you just speak like her as well. And in what people did not get to see on camera was the actual life of the show.
Yeah.
The bar was set high. Some of the mentors that came with the producers were not a joke and still are not. And like you say, I love that you say there's no such thing as a South African audience,
yeah,
because talent is talent and it knows no boundaries and it has no continental frame. It knows no language. It knows no boundaries.
Yeah.
So whether or not, I mean, we've watched Chinese shows that we don't understand, but you connect with the story because the story itself is something that you can relate with.
Yeah.
Top Actor SA, well, has never been about the South African audience.
Yeah. Paris, as a contestant.
Yeah.
Were your expectations surpassed once you were actually in the process? Because firstly, what were your expectations in applying for the competition? And now here you are, you made it into the productions, you were going through the challenges. Were those surpassed?
They were definitely surpassed. Definitely surpassed. But I knew what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to compete with the best of the best.
Yeah.
It was not just random picks on who's gonna be in the show.
Yeah.
You know, these are talented people, and this was something that I was gonna do for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I was not expecting any less, you know.
Yeah.
But I was expecting to battle with the best of the best.
Yeah.
We've graduated.
Didn't you look best, Paris?
Oh, thank you. Ooh. You're far too kind. So I had this mentality of going in with guns blazing.
Yeah.
You know, not to belittle myself.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, there were hundreds of people that auditioned for it. Mm. So for the mere fact that I did, like, let's say, as Aura said, that we had to, you know, give in a monologue for the first time. And then from there, they'll shortlist and all those things.
Yeah.
It was the first time doing it. And for me, landing into the show itself,
yeah,
and the final stages, it showed something about me that, hey, you know what? There is something special about me that I could actually pursue it.
Yeah.
You know, so the expectations were high. The expectations were met. So, yeah, just one of those.
And, I mean, talking about that something special, and then here the bright-eyed, beautiful smile, Lesego walks in. You had no formal training, right?
None whatsoever.
Just pure passion, desire.
It was passion, it was desire, and it was an innate ability. You know, it was just a God-given talent.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know what, I can try my luck and see how this goes. And I was quite surprised when I actually, because it was when they called me for Top Actor and they said that I had made it through, right,
yeah,
to the top 12, I was really, really shocked because it was actually my first official callback I've ever got.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a huge,
really?
It really was.
So what did something like that mean to you? Because it wasn't just a competition
can
anymore.
Can I tell you something? Firstly, when I got a yes, I wept. And I called my mom.
It's not just a weep, it's an ugly cry. And I just
started running, crying.
I cried. And I was like, oh, Lord, what have you done? You know, and it was a start to a beautiful journey, I'm telling you. I think just like Zikona spoke earlier on about how you were given an opportunity to either swim mm-hmm. or drown. Mm. And I think for me, being part of Top Actor gave me a huge opportunity to really see that I can really swim in this environment.
Yeah.
And it gave me a huge confidence booster.
So now I'd like to understand from all three of you now, because I can feel like I can call the contestants top actors too.
The top actors.
Exactly. Yes!
Yes! So true!
You are top actors.
No, we are.
What does it mean when you step onto that stage or when you walk onto set and you're in a costume? What does the responsibility of being an actor mean to you?
Can we call Oros in because and Alta to answer?
Let's also get them on right on the first mic. Because I feel it's not just something lighthearted. I mean, Sister Connor, you're the one who can resonate the most, you know. Not just cashier number one or cashier number four.
True.
Playing the role of Nelson Mandela's mother as well in Long Walk to Freedom. Yeah. These are things that really mean a lot. Yeah. So what does being an actor mean to each of you?
I think for me, firstly, there's a huge mental responsibility. I think you really need to go in there mentally prepared and emotionally prepared because you have to put on a certain character and you have to become that character. And it takes a huge emotional discipline, you know, and mental strength to be able to carry that out beautifully and effortlessly. So it's a huge responsibility emotionally. You need to be able to tap into, absolutely, some other emotions that you've got no idea, about. And so, I think it's just mental and emotional responsibility.
Paris, what about you?
That's true. Well said on what she was saying. One thing that I've also realized is that you can never undermine a character. You may think best like how you think you can portray it without giving the background feel of that character.
Yeah.
You know? So there's certain elements that you need to go through in order to portray that character to the best of their ability that it can be believable to the second person that's watching you. You know, so as Lisego said, you need to be emotionally and physically prepared in order to portray this character. You know, so when you get on that stage, it's not about you anymore. You know? But it's about embodying that character to the best of your ability, but at the same time not being aware that you are doing good.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
I'm with you.
It's like you just forget about the camera, you just forget about the person that's there with you, but just feeding off each other's energy. So if you have that person that is just like, this man is really not doing it, try and feed that person too. You know, but if it's not coming back to you, that scene itself is just going to come out bad and you'll also look bad. I don't know if I'm making sense.
I think it's because Paris was a personality before the show started. Mm. And he'd been like a star from that show. I don't know if I'm talk about it. But, I mean, the journey, it's interesting what he's saying is because when you are out from outside the acting world, you really think you just like put on a costume and you're it.
Exactly.
And throughout the journey, all that happened is what he's saying is that actually, no, it's not easy.
Because you get stripped down.
Yes.
You really get stripped down.
Yeah, it's not about me. It was never about me by Paris or by Zikona.
Yeah.
And then hello person whom I'm playing at that time.
So I want to get into the core of being an actor and your acting. I always hear of the magic if. Is it called the magic if?
Yes.
Is that how you get yourself into a role? Because I'm like, okay, I'm cool about acting to like being happy, or I can act being angry. Don't get me to cry, because that I can't do.
I don't get you to do something that you wouldn't ordinarily do.
Yeah. Also, case in point, like getting naked on screen. Is that something because I'm being responsible to the character?
Someone I know well said to me yesterday, we were talking about the limits of art and how far you can go to paint an art piece, whether by film, music, or whatever else. And then he says, no, why do you keep on putting these certain boundaries? Because people have gotten naked for art. And I just dropped the mic right there. And I'm just like, that's why people get naked for art.
Yeah.
Because if you're playing that hall and you're playing that stripper, you don't think about it, but you're painting a piece of art. And how far are you willing to make sure that that piece, that painting right there, is painted in the best of your abilities? Mm-hmm. If you put boundaries around it, mm-hmm. then we don't believe you and we don't care.
Mm-hmm. Altavis, let me go to you. What, with you and your love for this industry, looking back at some roles and characters, what do you have to say has been one of your standout characters in a movie you've watched, in a play somewhere, a role or character you've gone, wow, that's been portrayed well?
It would have to be Honours Year, my last year at InVits. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that I was a lead. Mm-hmm. And the director was Mr. Makgaola Ndebele, an amazing man. And I had to portray this vindictive woman that drives her husband to the point of insanity where he eventually kills himself.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know I can take it that far. But it was theater, so it was the best that it could be. But I think it was the best performance to help springboard me, because it took me about 2 weeks to get out of character.
Hmm.
And when I finally derailed, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's what it is.
You see, this is when, maybe because I'm not an actor, I sort of go, really?
Yeah.
Because you hear of
Ledger, an example of it. How it's a beautiful thing. Like, when I finally got out of it, and when you step outside, because usually, like, when you're done acting, they're like, okay, peel off the character. And it's something as simple as just brushing it off.
Yeah.
That's brushing off your character, for example. And I didn't understand it until I went through it. And I also say, never underestimate the process that you go through. Mm-hmm. So when I went through that process, and 2 weeks later, I'm at home and I'm still not talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the only gesture I'm doing is this, because I've done it on stage for about a week.
Wow.
And then when I was finally done, and Altavis was back, if I may say so, I'm like, this thing is dangerous. Mm. As beautiful as art is, Altavis didn't cease to exist. Altavis wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Altavis could have died because of the character that I was. You know what I mean?
Like,
a Heath Ledger situation. It wasn't that deep, but you understand the depth of it. Mm. As beautiful as acting is, it's so dark.
So Paris Lesejo, we can totally look at Halle Berry for a movie role. I heard once she didn't bath for like 2 weeks. We can totally be like, we understand Halle.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yeah, because when you're pretty in real life,
in real life,
you're so gorgeous, and you have to play. I have an interesting character I'm playing next. Mm. I haven't found a rhythm. I agreed to it in the last minute, and she's scary. She's dark. She's literally dark. And it might take a situation of not bathing for a day or two or three, because, well, you know, just, I will pull myself aside and get into the process. So, like, it's...
Is it a closer...
Don't talk.
Why are you guys like this?
Okay, I think we just sort of got like...
Oh, wow. Can they share, maybe, perhaps? Can we also dance?
Clearly, I think we just identified something. All I'm saying is, as soon as we can talk about it, can we come back to Untapped Talent?
Yes.
Yeah, or else, can we talk about it?
Yes. And tap into it.
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
That's my first exclusive on the show here. All right. Wow. So where do we see ourselves growing individually? Let me start off with Lesejo and Paris. Where would you like to see yourselves headed individually? And then what are hopes for the top actor group as well? Because I'm sure, like, I was just thinking throughout, you know, watching the show as well, I was like, Sissy Corner probably feels like a proud mother. Like, you're seeing
I have inherited terms like Sissy Corner.
Yes.
And I sit at home, they giggle a lot. I'm like, Sissy Corner now, because you get to work in a role that's mentorish.
Yeah.
And that position is not something you take lightly at all. And I actually need to thank the contestants for giving me confidence and making me feel as if I didn't do that bad a job.
Mm-hmm.
And next time I do it, I will know where to take it and where not to take it, and how much more intimate it can become.
Mm.
Because it's, you know, it can become work in no time. You can just find yourself pushing hours. But I don't want it to ever be about pushing hours again. If ever it was that, guys, I apologize, because work is work.
Yeah.
But thank you for giving me that confidence. I never got an opportunity to say that.
Wow.
But,
Sorry, I'm about to get all deep. Because
I thought you don't cry.
Yeah, okay, that is how I cry. Where would you like to see yourself grow and move on to, Lesejo?
Yeah, well, I've always imagined myself as someone who has multiple talents. So not only grow in the side of acting, but also venture into TV presenting, be Africa's top TV presenter.
Yeah.
Step aside for now.
Because you're already Africa's top actor.
I am, see, you know. Africa's top actor, Africa's top TV presenter, venture into radio as well. And just really conquering the space of entertainment and media, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's my desire. And also just having a good quality content for TV. Because I think what we see a lot is people that are attracted, because bad news sells, you know. You find that people always want to know what happened here, who died, who killed what. And I want to focus on just, you know, growing news that is good, that motivates, that inspires, you know, that kind of thing. So just the media space as a whole, just really, really control that.
Paris, what about you? Because I already feel with a name like Paris, you are making it. What are your personal aspirations?
It's funny how I've always loved acting, but I never tapped into it. This was the first time tapping into it. And it made me aware that I was neglecting my actual talent, my actual love, something that I can just do like this in a click of a finger.
Yes.
You know, like if I had to be put on a stage, let's say it was top producer or top musician, I would nail it. I would get in there and say, yeah, I'm taking this. I don't care what you've done, you know?
Yes.
So I've now tapped into my music and producing. I've sold a lot of beats, man, tear gas and all. But people don't know those things. You know, people really do not know those things. That, you know what, I am a producer behind all this that you see on TV, being a reality star, whatever the case is. I actually have a talent for music.
Yeah.
Do you sing as well?
No, I don't. But I can make you sing.
can we get
you know,
a little,
can
we get few a 16?
Yeah. Because I know that's what the cool kids say. A few bars. Really, really
pressure.
Just
8 bars.
Oh,
yeah.
Just 8 bars. Okay. Okay.
This is how we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
No pressure.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Huggers and rappers, I'm eager to feed. How many rappers are coming in need? United Nations are calling on me. Cannibal rapper, the top of a breed. How can it be that I'm second than them? Going so ham, lyrically niggas sounding so lame, so swag. I got a...
That's
alive,
y'all.
That's alive.
He's alive, y'all. Can I be in the music video?
Oh, yeah. Next month. I'm messing with that. Next month.
Right.
I'll be releasing a music video for that song that I'm actually talking about. So I want to push that song. So I'm pushing the first single.
You guys, I totally wish I had more time with you.
No, but the thing is, you have locked the doors.
Yeah.
Let there be more.
Whoa. Time out. I actually want you guys to hear my other guest, okay? He has a remarkable story. From South Africa, entered Idols, he ventured abroad, toured with the Lion King as Simba.
What?
They're like, dude, no, excuse me, you're too awesome for that. So he's now finally released a single. It's titled Colors. So before I chat to Phil D, I just want you guys to ease into it by hearing his song. This is simply titled Colors.
And think about the things that God has done for you. I know it seems your neighbor's got everything better, but somebody's thinking the same about you. So get your head out of the comparison tank and start to realize that you were bigger than this. Cause God has bigger plans than you can ever imagine. The battle you were facing shouldn't hold you back. Oh, try to be yourself and stop comparing to others. Cause that'll never build you, it'll only destroy you. Your biggest enemy is always living inside. No matter what it seems, just remember
it ain't about black or white or blue. It's all about what God's given to you. So don't compare, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
It ain't about black or white or blue. It's all about what God's given to you. So don't compare yourself with others. You're unique the way you are. It ain't about black or white or blue. It's all about what God's given to you.
Oh, wow. This is just a fun morning filled with absolutely talented people. And I always say for the show, I never wanted to become like a cooking show where whatever like they create, they're always like, it's so delicious. And I was always wary of getting musicians on because I was like, they're going to have a song, then have to pretend to like it. But here I go, I click on Colors and it's one of the my favorite songs right now.
Oh my god.
Musician Phil D is in studio joining me. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good, good.
I apologize profusely. There's like craziness, then there's lateness, and then we're still making work nonetheless.
We gotta make it work, yeah.
Listen, I feel like I'm not going to be able to give your story justice, but it's one of inspiration, it's one of perseverance, it's one of determination. You give me a backstory of your life.
Okay, all right, let's go. all right, I'm trying to figure where to start. So,
from your growing up, you grew up in Kempton Park,
right?
Yeah, and then at the age of 11, you felt like maybe the same things for me,
right? Okay, So here's what happens. Picture this, around about 11 years old, I'm like going to Scripture Union High School, blah, 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 the works. I'm like, okay, cool. How do I, because like, I was really loving the whole singing vibe in church and school and all. And then for the first time, I was like, you know what? People are singing songs that we all know. Let me just try writing something. And then I just go in front and sing it, even if I have to read it from my paper.
Yeah.
I did that. People liked it. So I started doing it even more. And then, later on in life, but I guess I lost track of that and I focused more on my school. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of things going on in the house. So that was my way of getting away from a lot of things. I could have gotten out of those by writing myself out of it, but mm-hmm. at the time I didn't give so much focus to my music. So I really became a nerd.
In a good way.
It was my way of getting away from stuff. I registered for computational applied mathematics at mm-hmm. VITS. And this was after a gap year, all because we didn't have money for me to go into school right after high school.
Yeah.
But if I backtrack, that was 2005 June, my dad passed away. And then I then stayed closer to my mom, although they had divorced already and, mm-hmm. and they were not staying together. So I was brought up by my mom. And then 2006, January, my mom passed on. Everything just went down mm-hmm. for me right after that, because even teachers at school were asking, what is going on with you? Like, and they were trying to help me moan. They were trying to help me get over it.
Yeah.
Or trying to, not really get over it, but trying to help me see life differently now that she's gone.
Yeah.
My focus, when my mom was here, focus for me was, I want to find, like, because I could see the struggles she was going through.
Yeah.
Especially as term was opening, if schools were about to open, I could see the stress that she had to go through
yeah.
for me to get food in the house, at the same time have money to raise for me to go to school.
So did singing then become that outlet for you?
Singing became that outlet for me. Uh-huh. Because while I was in the house, this is way after she's passed on, I'm now sitting in the house and my brother brings in a guitar. I didn't know how to play guitar. I'm still learning,
yeah.
but I taught myself. The song that you just listened to, I wrote it as I was learning the guitar.
Yeah.
So I took that into my room, and this was the time when there was no money for school. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I had was my voice.
Yeah.
And because of all the books I had been reading, all the motivation, and I figured if I'm going to get a bit spiritual.
Go ahead.
If the Israelites wanted to cross over the Red Sea, and God says to Moses, what do you have in your hand? Use what you have. For me, it then reflected, if I'm to get out of what I'm going through, mm-hmm. what do I have?
Yeah.
So I then figured, I need to do something with my voice. I need to do something with my talent. I need to write. I need to. And then for me, that was, even the content, the way I write my music is, I tell the stories as they are.
Yeah.
You'll hear as the album comes out, I tell brutally the way things are.
Yeah.
If there was abuse in a relationship, I say it the way I felt it at that moment.
But so you did, and though, and that is why we have such an emotive song like Colors. I feel horrible that we're so pressed for time, so let's do this. Definitely I need to have you on. I know you're rushing off to Hong Kong, so Skype interview most definitely.
That'll be cool,
because I'm not going to do this incredible story justice of you move to Hong Kong, you're touring with the Lion King.
All right, yeah.
Basically, what don't you do? World domination. That's what it is. You go on and conquer. Really, Phil, I absolutely, truly mean it. I'm so annoyed that we were really pressed for time and there was lateness.
Story of our lives. It's okay.
I definitely need to have you on again. So you're going back to Hong Kong.
I leave on Sunday.
You leave on Sunday. Yeah. And so what awaits you there?
I leave on Sunday. I land on Monday midday. I get to rest, recover from jet lag, and then Tuesday I'm back at work.
Wow, with the Lion King.
With the Lion King, yeah.
Okay, so can you squeeze us into your schedule somewhere?
I don't mind.
There we go. Okay.
I work. I do 2 shows a day, 5 days a week, and wow. Then I'm off 2 days. So any of those off days or any of the times during the week when I'm not on stage, I can do a Skype call.
So let's definitely do it. Phil D will be joining us soon on Untapped. And listen, there's a story and a half waiting to happen. So thank you so much still for nonetheless dropping by. Love Colors. We got to premiere that right here on cliffcentral.com. And thank you to all my guests early as well. The awesome, awesome contestants and hosts of Top Actors South Africa, my new favorite obsession on BET. Usually I was just watching it for Wendy Williams. Now I'll watch BET for Top Actors as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening as well. This has been Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.